worship. Let's talk about worship. Now, what do you define as worship? Is it that attitude you put on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.? First service, maybe second service. And if the congregation be big like that, third service. Is worship that countenance you put on your face when your favorite song is being sang by the music director? Is that worship? 'Cause you see, your motive and your worship are linked together. Why do you worship? Do you worship because you want stuff from Almighty God? Or do you worship because you have an understanding that He is God all by Himself, that He is able to do exceedingly? Ah, well, that's religion. A lot of people be preaching that stuff all the time, but they lack understanding. What do you call worship? Can you worship without a song? Can you worship without pastor's choir? The ones whom the pastor has deemed worthy to lead the congregation in worship, they must sing before he preaches. The one that beats me the most is when the choir is done with Sunday ministration and everybody is told to sit in the choir stall, and the man of God comes and says,
"Our worship today was not on point.
Last I checked, our worship was unto God. So whilst we were worshiping, you were analyzing?" I mean, some of us leave the service feeling so holy and righteous because you cried and you lifted up holy hands. Don't know if your worship went beyond the scaffolding, though. Well, I ain't God. He knows better. If I shut down your bank account, if I took away your connections, your friends, your family, your car, that job, your wife.
Oh my God.
Would you still worship?
Would you still worship?
Seriously. Seriously. If you really wanna worship God, you better worship in spirit and in truth, not in self or deceit. Tell me, are you conscious when you worship? Conscious of your perfume, conscious of your tie, conscious of your shoes? Or are you one of those who analyzes stuff during service? You be checking out them notes, checking out them dancer. Well, I guess you know better, 'cause you're God, ain't you?
How can you worship an entity you don't know?
Now, if God doesn't know you in private, He will not vouch for anything you do in public. Don't be like a Pharisee. It's got nothing to do with the appearance of the outside. It all has to do with your heart. And by the way, worship has nothing to do with the speed of the song. A song of worship could be fast and furious, or it could be slow-mo. The focus really are on the lyrics of the song, not necessarily on the melodies. Because you see, songs are tools of spiritual navigation. Now, when you worship, where's your mind at?